Comer, Hunter Biden guilty verdict a step towards accountability. But DOJ must probe the Biden's corrupt influence peddling. By Christina Wong on June 11, 2024. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, said Hunter Biden's guilty verdict on three felony counts was a step towards accountability, then added the Justice Department needed to go further. Noting the initial plea deal reached between Hunter Biden and the Justice Department, only to be blown up by a federal judge, he said in a statement. Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal was smoked out after scrutiny by a federal judge. Today's verdict is a step toward accountability, but until the Department of Justice investigates everyone involved in the Biden's corrupt influence peddling schemes that generated over $18 million in foreign payments to the Biden family, it will be clear department officials continue to cover for the big guy, Joe Biden. Other Republican figures also suggested that the conviction could be a distraction from President Joe Biden's alleged involvement in his son's business affairs. Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk called it a fake trial, posting on X. Hunter Biden guilty. Yuan. The true crimes of the Biden crime family remain untouched. This is a fake trial trying to make the justice system appear balanced. Don't fall for it. Shortly before the verdict, Kirk warned that Democrats would point to the conviction to argue that the justice system is fair and shows that it is not biased. However, he said, that's a lie. The charges against Trump were invented from scratch to take out a political enemy. They have always been a sham. The charges against Hunter, meanwhile, are a bare minimum. The end result of years of favorable treatment from the DOJ, FBI, and IRS to protect the Biden family from any accountability. He added. Instead of prosecuting Hunter, James, and the big guy for putting U.S. foreign policy on sale to foreign oligarchs, or for years of skipping taxes on millions in kickback payments, the regime will claim the case is resolved after a single verdict for lying on a gun form. We'll never get a full investigation into IRS agents being ordered to stay away from Hunter's crimes. We'll never get accountability for prosecutors letting Hunter's worst crimes stretch past the statute of limitations. We'll definitely never get a proper investigation of how the FBI pressured tech companies to censor coverage of Hunter's laptop, which they knew all along to be completely real. This trial is kabuki theater. Hunter, and the rest of the Bidens, deserve a lot worse than they'll get this week. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.